Start with the BIA cases because they're the most numerous. One of the more important ones right now, matter of Ali Mohammed Mohammed. For those of you who do removal work, the idea was, hey, we want to avoid a conviction, right? And the way you avoid a conviction is you go to the statutory definition of what a conviction is. And before 1996, a deferred adjudication wasn't a conviction, right? Deferred adjudication means you haven't been adjudicated guilty, right? Well, we all know that knowledge of English and logic will be downright unhelpful in immigration law, right? In immigration law, words are not given meaning by logic or your understanding of English. In immigration law, words are given meaning by Congress. Statutes define what those words mean. That's how we end up with misdemeanor theft and a one-year sentence being an aggravated felony. Again, logic will hurt you if you're an immigration lawyer. Words are what Congress says they are. Matter of Ali Mohammed is important because one of the things we learned after 1996 was a deferred adjudication is a conviction. Okay? It's the law for the last 21 years. If that's something new to you, welcome to the club, okay? Deferred adjudication is a conviction under immigration law. So what we did was we used to do something called pretrial interventions or pretrial diversions, right? And so everyone was taught, don't do deferreds, do pretrial diversions. Here comes matter of Ali Mohammed. This is a situation where he got a, and this is a case out of Houston, by the way, judge terminated proceedings because he had a pretrial intervention. There's no guilty plea, right?